Coach, you're back at War Memorial Stadium playing for another state championship. The third time in a row you're playing the Bentonville Tigers.
We are. We're excited about the opportunity, and you know, we don't take it for granted. I mean, it's a great opportunity to be back in Little Rock competing for the 7A state championship.
I was watching you out here a little bit when y'all were finishing up. What were y'all doing the last 2 minutes? Did y'all go over a two-minute drill, or was it like a Hail Mary type situation?
Yeah, we were just going through some different situations, and offensively we were going through a two-point play, and then we went through our victory defense on the last second pass, and then we worked on our bazooka field goal, you know, hurry on field goal attempt.
How important is it that, you know, you have former players like a Zach Clark and Jeb Huckabee that have played at a high level and played well to teach these players the right way to go about it?
Well, I mean, all of our coaches are very, very good. But, you know, Brian Early, our defense coordinator, he comes from the collegiate ranks. Zach Clark, he came from UCA, a former quarterback at the Arkansas and UCA, and Jeb Huckabee, Daryl Anderson. You know, we've got a lot of guys that's coached at that next level, and they do a great job of the little details, the little things as far as preparing our kids. And there's nobody that watches more film than our coaches. I mean, they are filmaholics. And so it's very important to have a staff like that, and it makes my job a lot easier.
Daryl, I want to take you back to last year. I want to play this clip and then get your reaction to it after it.
Man in motion from left to right. Austin Allen rolls to his right, throwing back to the left. He's got it! Touchdown, Fayetteville! Fayetteville wins! Fayetteville storms the field and wins the 7A state title game!
Your reaction to that call last year when you guys did what not many people gave you a chance to do, and that's defeat Bentonville for a state title.
Well, you know, that play will live in infamy for the Fayetteville Bulldog fans. It was a great, great play by our kids. They executed it. And Tyler Tuck, or two-point Tuck, you know, he'll probably never have to buy a dinner or anything in Fayetteville forever. Right? He's famous for it. But you know, like I told the kids today, you know, last year's last year. Go out and write your story. How do you want the people to remember this football team? And you've got a great opportunity tomorrow night against a great football team in Bentonville, but they're a team that we really respect, have a lot of respect for their coaches and players, but we don't fear them. I mean, our kids know that we can beat them. We have done it, and we've had a great week of practice, and I'm very confident that our kids are going to go out there and play really well tomorrow night.
Daryl, I know one thing, that, you know, seniors, it's their last chance, and you've got one at your signal caller, the last lineage of the Allens that are coming through. What he was able to do last year and what he's been able to do this year, he's the Gatorade player in the state of Arkansas. Talk about your senior quarterback in Austin Allen, the Razorback commit.
Well, I really don't know what to say about him. It's not already been said. He's, you know, he is an intelligent young man. He can make all the throws. He's a lot better athlete than a lot of people probably give him credit for. He's a gamer. The kid, you know, when the stakes are high, he plays his best. Our football team from number 1 through 137, they're going to follow this guy. He's tough as nails, and I'm glad his dad stayed at the U of A and let me have Brandon and let me coach Austin. And Austin is just a phenomenal player, and he's got a big future ahead of him.
Looking at y'all played Bentonville the last game of the year, and it was a loss 17-24. What were you able to learn from that game, and what do you expect that you can do different this game?
Well, I mean, number one, I love our kids' makeup. I mean, there's no moral victories. You know, we played Bentonville tough. It was a great game. We led 17-7 in the fourth quarter. We made a couple of mistakes that kind of gave them a chance to get back into it, and you can't give a team like Bentonville any breaks. And we did that. So, you know, the big thing we've been preaching in practice all week is on you know, no big plays on defense. I mean, make them earn everything they get. No missed tackles. No, you know, halfback pass. No trick plays. Whatever it may be, make them earn everything they get. And then on offense, it's just, you know, protect the ball. No turnovers. We threw an interception that led to one touchdown, and then we fumbled the ball that led to the other. So if we protect the ball and no big plays, we're going to have a chance.
Daryl, obviously, you know Barry Lunny well. He knows you well. I believe I asked you this question last year. Is there anything that you could throw at him, that he could throw at you, that you two haven't seen before?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think you get to this point in the season, to week 14, and try to create a new identity for your football team. We are who we are, and they are who they are, and our kids know them, and their kids know us. You know, it's going to come down to, like I said, I think turnovers, big plays, you know, field position could be a big factor in the game as well. And you can't overlook special teams. That's something we've been preaching hard the last 4 or 5 weeks. It could come down to a kick or a return that kind of changes the momentum of the game. So I don't think there's anything that he can throw at us or I could throw at them. It's just a matter of our football teams going out there and competing their hearts out. And one of us is going to win the ball game, one of us is not.
When I saw you at Pulaski Academy back in August, you weren't really I guess you were a little concerned about your special teams, specifically the kicking game, but it seems like that's worked out for the best. You get here by kicking a 38-yard field goal to beat North Little Rock by 2 points.
Yeah, when I saw you at Pulaski Academy, we had 3 sophomore kickers battling it out for the job. And I know I told Robert Yates this, and, you know, I was very concerned about our kicking game, and I felt like we had the best kicker in the state walking the hall. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete, got a great leg. He will kick at the D1 level next year, and we just couldn't get him to come out, couldn't get him to play. And after the PA scrimmage, you know, a lot of our seniors, our captains, even some coaches, you know, they made phone calls, went and saw him, and convinced him to come out and give it a shot. And he's 11 out of 12 on field goals. He's got 24 touchbacks. He's a weapon. And anytime we get it past probably the 40-yard line, we've got a shot at it. Because he kicked a 60-yarder in pregame at Bentonville and kicked a 52-yarder during the game. So he's from 54, 55 yards. I mean, we got a shot.
Yeah, that's awesome to know, and it helps on your offense, knowing that when you get the ball really, past the 30-yard line, that let's don't turn the ball over because we got a great chance to make some points. How important is it that, you start these kids off in 7th and 8th grade and you're able to put the system in, and how important is your junior high coaches in developing these kids for when they get up to high school?
Well, great question, Matt. I mean, they're very important. Craig Foringer, at Ramey Junior High, and Bobby Crockett at Woodland. Those guys have been around. They've been with me since I first got there, and they do a great job of developing the young men. When we get them into high school, I mean, they know our offense and defense, and they're familiar with what we do. And then it's just a matter of, building a relationship with them and getting them bigger and stronger. And it really helps. This year, Woodland won the conference up in Northwest Arkansas, went 9-1. Ramey was down just a little bit. They still, I think, were 5-5, and we'll end up getting a good group of ninth graders coming up this year to kind of build on what we're doing right now.
Daryl, what would winning another state title and make it back-to-back mean, not only for you, but for Fayetteville and this Fayetteville Bulldog program?
Well, I said this earlier in the week, and a lot of people, they thought I was trying to put pressure on Bentonville, but I'm not. What I was saying was, Bentonville, they're 37-1. Over the last 3 years, we're 31-9. Over the last 3 years, we both have a title. We both have a runner-up, trophy as well. After Saturday night, one team will be able to say they're not only the best this year, but the best over this 3-year period. And I think it would mean a lot to our program to be able to say that we are and that we're the best and that we've done it on the field. We can back it up. We've had a great, great 3-year run with these seniors. To get back to the championship game 3 years in a row is a great accomplishment, and we'd love to take home the trophy for Fayetteville.
Daryl, good luck tomorrow. We'll see you here at the stadium.
Good luck, Coach.
Okay, thank you, guys.